We were inspired by a festival in Cordova that they have every fall that is based just on fungus. And so we were, Karen Dillman and I originally were talking about having something similar, but then we just decided that we should expand it to cover a whole appreciation for all of the ocean and the land-based plants and animals and things that surround us, I guess.
Looking at the agenda, the schedule of events this week, you see that there's, you know, ocean events or workshops or talks, or and then there's also trips looking at mushrooms, and then also for all ages, too. There's a lot of kids' events.
Yeah, we really try to make sure there's at least one thing for kids every day of the festival. So, and then we also brought arts in, I think, pretty much right at the beginning, too. Usually arts that are somehow related or inspired by the world around us, I guess. So hence the basket weaving, which is cedar baskets.
So if it's okay, I'd like to just kind of hit some of the highlights in the schedule of events. I'm looking at it now and I notice some of them are full, as in there's a limit to how many people can participate in that particular event.
Yep, there's just a few things that we needed advance signups for, and most of those are the basket weaving workshop and a couple of the field trips, and so those have filled up already.
Berries and mushrooms on the Stikine River.
Yep, the Sunday and the Monday trip, and we'll keep doing that one because it's been a popular one. We did it last year as well, so I think we'll probably stick with that because it's just so much fun to go up there and look around.
So it looks like most of the activities run Thursday through the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And see, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have a brown bag talk each day at noon, and either a video or a talk going on. So Thursday, actually, it's going to be Joni Johnson. It's going to talk about wild edibles that you might find in the forest. And on Friday, we're going to look at a couple videos. One is called Discovering the Tongass, and then Landscapes of Change is about what's going on with our glaciers in the area. And then particularly of interest, I think, on Saturday, Dennis Landwehr with the Forest Service is going to talk about landslides. So that one's a bit pertinent right now.
Okay.
There's one on Sunday, too, about preserving the fall harvest, whether that be drying or canning or ways that you go out and pick your berries or your mushrooms. How can you make them last longer?
Okay. And those brown bag lunch events are, looks like, at the library or at the in the assembly chambers?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then some kids' events, looks like Diving for Science. That's popular.
Yes.
That
yes.
happens Thursday afternoon.
Yep, Thursday afternoon. We made that one a little bit later, 3:30, because we had heard that the middle school kids were having trouble getting to it. So it's at 3:30 now till 5, and you can go down and see and touch creatures that our fish and game divers have brought up, sea cucumbers, sea stars, and learn a little bit about them and a little bit about scuba diving.
Okay.
Bring your life jackets. We like to have all the kids in life jackets because sometimes we're getting close to the edges. So the other kids events, we've got the real and edible soils. So Dennis is going to teach kids about the dirt and the different kinds of dirt that we see around here. And then we're going to make some pretend edible soil that Christina Sargent's going to lead us on. The making fruit leather is on Saturday, and then the Sunday kids event is always also a lot of fun. Fish and fern print t-shirts. So you can bring your favorite t-shirt, or we'll have some there too.
And that happens at the Sandy Beach Park, yeah?
Yes, yes. We've got slightly dirty fish, so it's not really an indoor activity. So then our evening, we have an event every evening, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I guess, evenings. The first one is the keynote address, and we usually try to bring in a scientific speaker, and I usually try to focus on somebody who makes the tie between the land and the ocean. And so Anne Boudreau is going to talk about glaciers and the nutrients that flow off of glaciers into the ocean. So what the change in glaciers mean downstream. That's basically what her talk will be. And then we also try to have some kind of multimedia, usually a video.
Tracing Roots.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a video about Dolores Churchill, who's a well-known weaver, and about a hat that she's trying to figure out the history of this hat that was found with the body in a glacier in Canada.
Right. I haven't seen it yet. I'm excited to see
it. Yeah, yeah. So that's Thursday night. Yep. The keynote address is Thursday night at the Wright Auditorium.
Yep, that's correct.
From 7 to 9.
And then Friday night, this has become, actually, I think since one of the first few rainforest festivals, anyway, we started having an art show. And for many years, Annabelle Baker put that art show on for us. So now it's the Annabelle Baker Memorial Art Show. And we make a theme each year. So this year it's green, and the reception will be from 6 to 8. Dolores Churchill will be there as well, and she can talk a little bit about her weaving. And then Saturday night's evening event. In the past, we've had a poetry reading at the art show. And this year, we had more interest in that than we were expecting. And so we decided to make it its own event. And I think that'll be really fun. So people can read their own stories or read their favorite or poems and or read ones by their favorite authors. And we'll have coffee and desserts for purchase. And we'll be making some desserts for auction as well.
And that's a 7 to 9 Saturday at the Moyers home.
Yep. So that's a ways out the road. Just plan in advance. Most of the things are usually pretty much within walking distance, but that one's a little bit out the road, 981 Mitkoff Highway.
Okay.
So Sunday afternoon, I'm kind of excited about this. Sally Dwyer is teaching another craft class. This time, you're going to make a beaded mushroom. And that one has a limited number of people, so folks should go to the visitor center to sign up for that one. And it's going to have a materials fee as well.